The jagged hacksaw laughter of the Coyote Brothers cut through the gloomy darkness of the dark gloom. It sent cold chills down my backbone. Then...
Aha! Rip and snort not need. Smell dummy dogs no more. Got sound coming from back of shed. Sound very much like clacking tooths.
To which Rip gave his only statement of the night.
Ugh!
Once again, we've come to a part of the story that might be too scary for the average reader. I mean, we were trapped in the machine shed, right? If Rip and Snort caught us back there, we were dead meat. History, supper for cannibals. Everyone down at the house was asleep, so we were totally on our own. I'd say things were looking pretty bad. If we got caught and eaten, there would be no more story. And you know what? That's just what happened. We got caught and eaten by the cannibals, and that's it. I know you paid a lot of money for this tape, but what can I say? Sorry. Shall we discuss funerals? Maybe not, because when coyotes finish a meal, there isn't much left for a funeral. So I guess... No, wait. Hold everything. You won't believe this. I didn't believe it. It was unbelievable, and yet... Okay, here's the deal. When Snort heard Drover's teeth clacking, his powerful ears tracked the sound to our hiding place. He knew we were trapped. It made him so happy, he was bubbling over with wild cannibal joy, and he cut loose with a big laugh.
Ah!
And Rip, who was just as joyful, said,
Ha ha! Ha ha ha! Ha, 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 ha! Ha, 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 ha! Not start stupid ha-ha game again! Ha, 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 ha! Ha, 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 ha! Ha, 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 ha! Got to quit, ha, ha! Not have time for it! Ha, 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 ha!
Can you believe it? The dummies got sucked into the powerful gravitational pull of the ha-ha game, and they'd done it to themselves. Their laughing and hooting rattled the tin on the roof, and paint cans went clattering in all directions as they rolled across the floor. The coyotes, that is. They were rolling around on the floor, but so were the paint cans. When I realized what I was hearing, I turned to my assistant. Drover, we've just pulled our coconuts out of the fire. Against incredible odds, we've been saved.
Oh, good. I sure like coconuts.
I didn't say coconuts. I said chestnuts.
I never ate one.
Nor have I, but apparently you roast them over an open fire. And there's an old expression,
you reckon we ought to get out of here?
I aimed a withering glare at the piece of darkness where I thought Drover should be. Who's in charge around here? And who's going to correct your mistakes if I don't do it?
Well...
I'm sorry, we're out of time. We need to get out of here.
I never thought of that.
Okay, listen up, here's the plan. Between here and the door, we'll use the bulldozer program. Just lower your head and batter your way through anything in your way, especially if it's hairy and big.
I hear that.